Bienvenidos, señores. Do not be afraid. I am Duende, and you have been brought here by my desire. You didn't know you were coming to my writing room tonight. Well, of course not. Duende always calls when you least expect it. But when it does, you must listen. So please, sit together on the bed there. It is a large bed, comfy and full of cushions. A bed worthy of the deepest dreams. I have brought you here on this dramatic night to teach you the ways of passion and poetry. Tell me, señores, are you ready to let poetry into your lives? See, I thought so. Part of my gift is knowing when two people are ready to embrace the spirit of Duende together. What is Duende, you ask? Duende is many things to many cultures. It lives in the ancestral songs of the Roma gypsies and the fiery dances of Latin America. It dwells in the drums of the Zulu and the whirling fervor of the Sufi dervish. Wherever there is darkness and light combined, there is Duende. Whenever music is made heavy with silence, there is Duende. Whenever there is love mixed with hate, there is Duende. Nobody fully understands what Duende is. That is part of its magic. But at its heart, Duende is the power of opposites to attract through a kind of magnetic charm. It is the unexplainable pain that heightens the pleasure. But understand that I cannot force Duende upon you. I can only whisper the secrets of how to invite it into your lives. I can only point the way. It is you who must enter, and you must do it together. The rain is kissing the windows and the storm wants inside. Is the storm inside you also growing? Have you been yearning, knowing there is something you need but you cannot say what? Aching for a feeling you can't comprehend? If so, then say, yes, Duende. Very good. Then we shall begin. Tonight we will be seeking to awaken Duende through the most sacred and romantic of doorways, love. Love is the ultimate path towards a life of great passion, of unbelievable pleasure, and yes, sometimes, of unbearable pain. Turn and look at your companion. Gaze into their eyes. Take a moment to really examine the color and texture of their irises. Can you trace the lines you see from start to finish? Imagine you're stroking them softly with your gaze. Gradually, let your focus move toward the pupil and linger there in the deep, deep shadow. Can you see the light, like a brilliant sun, reflected in the darkness? These are the eyes of the one you love. Whether it be for tonight only, or for many nights to come, love is between you now, like a secret nobody else will ever know. I want you to say these words. You are my poetry. Say them now. Now touch them. Use only the soft tips of your fingers to slowly stroke their face, their cheeks, their neck, their shoulders. Try to fill your fingers with the depth and the breadth of your emotion. Every tiny touch should be like a howl of longing. Gradually undress each other as you do this until you stand fully naked. Take a moment here to think about the times in your life that you felt most alive. What were those moments? Were they still? Placid? A calm day under a cloudless sky? I think not. Some, perhaps, but the most memorable moments in our lives are always moments of storms. Storms of the mind, the heart, storms of flesh. Ecstasy and agony, so tangled you cannot tell one from the other. In the spirit of Duende, I want you to wrestle now. Wrestle with your naked partner, your lover. See if you can bring them to the ground. Use all of your strength and willpower. It will not be easy, but love never is. It shouldn't be. Wrestle until one of you is in charge, holding the other down into the soft bed. Excellent. The spirit lives tonight. Whoever was the loser of the contest must now perform a task. As reward, and in true Duende spirit, punishment, you must get up and bite your opponent and scratch them if you desire. Take note. The winner of the contest must lie still and let the loser go wherever they wish. Remember, no victory is ever yours. It belongs to the Duende, and the Duende is known to vanish as fast as it arrived. For the loser, you must bite them and make them feel gentle pain to remind yourself of power and savagery. Ah, the wounds of love are more than surface deep. Scars of teeth are nothing compared to scars of kisses. It is time to bring some pleasure into this pain. The loser must use the very same lips that just caused harm to bring happiness instead. Lower yourself to a comfortable position between the victor's legs and begin kissing their most poetic parts. You may lick, stroke, and caress them as you wish. This is the light, the shaft of gold that fills every shadow. The sensation you both share is the essence of Duende, softness in the midst of chaos. Soon we will see its opposite, but for now, enjoy. Allow the light to slip down your veins and fill your lungs. Breathe in that illumination of the divine. Do you feel a fire within you, as yet unquenched? Bien, because now I want to bring the fire to the surface. The loser of the wrestling match must continue giving pleasure with one hand as you reach for the candle with the other. Do not be afraid. Begin dripping tiny drops of wax onto their stomach as you pleasure them with your hand. Drip the wax from as high as you can so that it will not be so hot when it touches their skin. Once you are both comfortable, begin dripping more wax from lower down. Hotter and faster. But be sure to continue giving pleasure always. It is the two things together that bring Duende closer. For the pleasure receiver, you must lie and contemplate the flame that burns in darkness. Look into the eyes of your lover and say again, "You are my poetry." Thank you.
Basta! It is time to switch. The loser must now receive pleasure from the victor. Except, I desire the loser to lie on their front, their buttocks to the stars. As before, start with pleasure alone. Victor, place yourself between the loser's thighs and begin the acts of love. Be tender. Be sweet. Caress them like water. They know the flame is on its way. Begin licking, stroking, caressing their most poetic parts. Ay, Duende indeed dwells here. Reach for your candle, but do not seize your sweetness with your other hand. Begin dripping the wax across their back and buttocks. Stroke them with fire and fill them with bliss. Bring as much passion into your pleasure hand as you can master. But as the pleasure builds, so must the pain. Look down at them and say softly, "You are my poetry." Dios santo, qué sangre! You are like the Románticos reborn. I see that in your veins courses the creative energy of storms. Señores, it is time to let the storm crash. Time to unleash the fire within, to match the fire without. Time to take each other as I have shown you, not with brutality, but with duende, with both the softness and ferocity of love. Love which is hot like a raging tempest and cool as a falling raindrop. I will leave you to love.
Thank you.